Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by DeluxeCarCareLLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.
Can you guys please explain to me what this Wordle thing is that everybody is posting their score? It kind of looks like Tetris.
Wordle?
Oh, is it Wordle?
Wordle?
Yes. What did I say, Wordle?
Yeah, you said Wordle.
Oh, so it's Wordle. In other words, it's a word game.
Yeah, it's just a word game. That's all. It's, so I, yeah, I downloaded it because I saw the hype and I thought it was an app on your phone. It's not.
What is it?
It's actually, there's a website and each day they post a puzzle on there and you have
so like a crossword puzzle?
No, so it just says Wordle and there's five letters that you have to guess. Mm-hmm. And so you just have to, for the first guess, you basically just have to throw out any five letter word and then it will tell you if the letter is a correct letter in the puzzle and if it's in the correct space. So if it's yellow, it's in the puzzle. If it's green, it's in the puzzle and in the correct space. So you have like six tries to try to guess what the word is.
What's the expression on my face right now?
Well, you lost interest like a long time ago.
Well, not only did I lose interest,
never
I just don't understand.
Robbie.
Yeah.
I think you'll be impressed to know that the publisher of this game is called Fat Cat Studios.
Why would I? Why would I be impressed by that? What's that supposed
to
mean?
I just figured you like it.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that. Yeah, I don't know. I see everybody doing this, and I didn't realize it was a word game, but that makes a little more sense.
It's a word game. I've played it once because I saw it played. I downloaded this app, and I was like, well, this is really hard.
Well, you said you played it once, but you had a great first score, right?
Well, the app is not the same thing. So then I went online. I did. I ended up being able to guess the word
the
first time I ever played it.
There's an app and there's a website, and they're different?
No. Yeah, the app is, there's an app called Wordle.
But that's not what people are...
And that's not what people are posting, because I was playing this for like a while, and I'm like, this is not what... Where do I get this little graph thing that everyone's posting? I found out it's just like a website, and you just have to go to the website, and you can do the puzzle, and they only post one a day.
So those little green squares that everybody's posting means that they got that many letters correct in a puzzle?
Right. So the yellow ones, they got the correct letters. The green ones mean they guessed the right letters in the same spot, in the right spot.
I think we were talking about this the other day. You remember they used to have games like this in the back of cereal boxes?
Yes. Yes.
And they would always be the easiest crossword puzzles. There'd be one way in a maze to find your way out.
Yes.
Made me feel so smart reading the back of my Cheerios box.
Wordle is not like that.
A little bit different, huh?
A little bit different.
It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince, back at it for Tuesday, January the 18th, 2022. Some people off yesterday for the Martin Luther King holiday weekend. See, you keep saying that there's no holidays in January, but we got this. We got President's Day coming up. I mentioned when Groundhog Day is coming up, so I like to try to enjoy.
Yeah.
And reflect on every single day that's on the calendar.
I get that, and I think you're right, and those are holidays, but when I was referring to there are no holidays or anything to look forward to, I meant as far as decorations.
Well, you can decorate for just about anything you want when you think about it.
I guess I could decorate in January. No, what do you decorate for in January? I guess President's Day? Do I put my 4th of July stuff up?
Well,
that'd
be a little bit different than the 4th of July stuff. You can put up a White House-themed decorations,
no,
I guess.
I don't have that.
Put a bust of George Washington up.
Where does one get a bust of George Washington?
Well, just any local store today.
Well, this is the guy that went to, we sent him out for Lincoln's birthday with pennies. You remember that whole debacle?
Yeah.
Yeah, I still haven't read that book.
He bought a $30 book.
Went to a bookstore, bought a book about Abraham Lincoln, dressed as Abraham Lincoln. So one of the strangest days of my life.
It was very strange.
He comes back. Anyway, let's not get into that whole mess again.
Yeah, that was good.
We spent most of this past weekend just binging TV shows in between, dealing with the kids being with us.
Wow.
Well, you have to keep them entertained. There's work to be done. You're a entertainment director.
I wouldn't call it dealing with,
you're like a
but
cruise
okay.
ship director when you
get dealing it. With the children.
All right, actually, finding things for the kids to do is what I meant
How
to say.
How about hanging out with the kids?
Yeah, but you can't just hang out. You have to give them toys to play with. You have to take them someplace. You have to come up with things to entertain them.
And then, heaven forbid, Robbie offers Grayson a beer. Rochelle's all up in arms.
I know. Exactly. And I wouldn't offer him a beer, just for the record. It would be scotch.
Yeah. Okay? Get it right.
I'm not a beer drinker.
To be fair, Grayson is fairly easy to entertain. He genuinely likes to take like 2 hour long baths. That's what he does.
Yeah, but I'm saying you can't just sit there and watch TV for 7 hours because he wants to do something. So because, you know, me, I
would. As you should. Well, like, I don't think most people like to sit. I mean, I guess maybe one day sitting for 7 hours watching TV is okay, but, like, that's not.
You know how people talk about the way they feel after they get the COVID vaccine? They get those, I can't move, I just want to be face planted in bed. That's how I feel every day. That's just me. So I just want to watch TV all day.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, let me get to the point. We're doing some binging this weekend, and I hate to say, well, we're between a couple of shows. We just finished that Money Heist on Netflix.
So good.
We got, I think, an episode to go on Cobra Kai. We're watching The Crown, which is also kind of a heavy show, and I think we're in season 4 there. So I like to mix it up and do something heavy and then something lighter, I don't get bummed out.
Sure.
So we were watching, we do game shows or reality shows, and we were watching this The Bachelor, okay? And this season in particular is very stupid, in my opinion.
Well, every season is very stupid.
What's the guy's name? Channing? What's his name? Clayton.
Clayton, yes.
Yeah, not Colton. That was another guy.
Yeah, Clayton. And people are enraged because a lot of the girls call him Clayton.
And I think the reason that I can get through the show, because it's so brain dead, is that I like to heckle it. And I like to make comments about what everybody's saying, what they're wearing, what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that the girls are upset that he has an interest in one of them and not the other one. I mean, it's a dating show. That's what dating,
well,
that's literally the definition
upset.
Of dating.
Of course.
And they don't
upset.
Blame him. They blame this girl. Like, she did something wrong because they fell in love. So I love to, but you know, there's videos online where people will watch something, whether it's a video game or a TV show or listen to a song, and then they react to it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's people, they get millions of views with people watching them watch another show.
Yes. Yes. That is a weird thing.
And
I know.
I was saying the other day, we should do a new podcast. This is what we do. I think we need to do a podcast where I just watch The Bachelor and we talk about this.
I'm entertained
by
that.
I want to get in on the trend.
I would watch that. I think that it is very funny, and especially because when it's on, it's usually the end of the night once we've worked all day and we have watched the heavier show, and now we're drinking. So not only are we watching The Bachelor.
I can't drink too much if we were doing it because I don't want it to sound, I don't want to be Andy Cohen where it's like, oh, it's funny because he's drinking. These are really my opinions, but that's part of the concern is that I feel like if I said what I say to you, I might get myself canceled or something.
Probably.
You know, for example, this guy looks like a big overblown Neanderthal, you know? He's lumbering around like Frankenstein where he's got the big shoulders.
He's a big guy. He's a football player.
He's got a big head, big shoulders, and a skinny little waist. He looks...
He's fit.
He looks like a
caveman,
is what I'm saying.
Frankenstein's monster.
He looks like Frankenstein's monster. Thank you, Vinny.
Okay.
That's a little Mary Shelley humor here.
I hear you. I hear you.
Do you ever see that show, Vin?
No, I actually haven't.
You've never watched ever an episode?
It's been on like 35 seasons.
Your girlfriend's never asked you to watch The Bachelor or Bachelorette with you?
I mean, I can't say I haven't watched it because I know my mom's watched it and stuff, but I don't usually pay attention to it.
That's fair.
Had you ever seen it before I put it on?
You were the one who got me into The Bachelor.
And again, it's not that I even like it. I just can't help myself because it's such a train wreck.
No, you're right. It really is. And it's one of those shows where you do get sucked into it because you want to find out what happens at the end, even though you don't care. I mean, you don't care at all.
There's a number of dating shows that we watch. So Marrying Millions. We get 90 Day Fiancé.
Yes.
I don't know how I get...
I don't know how
I get sucked into these things. But
yeah.
Marriage at First Sight is another one.
We binged all of those.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Like
11... That show is ridiculous.
That one you've seen. Well, how did you watch that one?
Because once again, my mom was watching.
Oh, okay.
And Young and the Restless. Young and the Restless is her show. I mean, I can tell you everything about Young and the Restless.
Is that still on?
I want to tell you this. I am not kidding. If you did a podcast where you discussed the Young and the Restless, I would absolutely download the first episode.
I could talk about it,
100%.
Too. What's funny is I actually know more about it right now because every time I'm at work or at home, it's on. And it's recording, and she's kind of behind because she works late, so she can't always watch him. So then sometimes I'll joke to her, like, oh, hey, you should have seen what happened to Nick or Victor or something.
Victor. What's up with Victor right now? Can you fill us in?
Victor's not happy with Billy Boy right now, I'll tell you that.
Sure.
He always calls him Billy Boy, too. Billy Boy.
There's a Victor on Days of Our Lives also. I probably should admit that I know this shit. That's Jennifer Aniston's dad.
Yeah.
He's like 104. Is he still on that show? He's not dead, is he?
I don't know.
Rest in peace, Jennifer
Aniston. I don't know.
And if you are alive, it's, I wish you well do die, I guess. Does that make any sense? All right. Well, like I said, it's a day after a holiday, so here we go. We got He Said. That's on the way at 7:50. We got hashtag mom.
God bless you.
7:20, 9:20, and maybe another soap opera update with intern Vinny. Now, if you listen every single day, you know that I have mentioned I only know what's going on in my life because I have this show. And I discover many things going on with our... And if you've never listened before, Rochelle and I are also a couple in addition to being your morning DJs. So I learn sometimes things going on around the household or within our marriage by listening to this show.
That's
by being
really
a part,
sad,
participating in this show. Like, for example, I did not know that you had sold a piece of furniture on Facebook Marketplace.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I knew that we were talking about selling
you
it, but
knew
I
knew it was for sale. I just didn't know I took a lower offer than...
I was unaware that the sale had commenced.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I thought, in that spirit, I would bring something up. We could discuss it right here. Because maybe there are other people that are going through this as well.
Okay.
We have a Netflix subscription.
Yes.
And I was reading that Netflix has just done a price hike here. So starting off the end of this month, if you get the basic plan, your bill goes from $8.99 to $9.99.
Mm-hmm.
You get the next level, $13.99 to $15.50. And then the premium deal goes up $2, $17 to $19.99. So my first question is, by the way, they haven't done this in 2 years. They haven't raised the prices in 2 years.
All right.
So my question is, what plan do we have and what are we going to do about it, if anything?
Well, we have the second plan. We have the one with the no ads except for on like the
Wait a minute. So if you get the basic plan, there's commercials on Netflix?
I didn't know that.
Well,
I don't know if there's commercials on everything, but I do know they do the ads before and after. Just like Hulu and Netflix, we have the second one, and it allows you to watch on more than one screen. So, like, if I'm watching on the TV, the kids can also be watching on their pads, whereas the first tier, you can only watch it on one screen.
So we're going up to $15.50, is what you're telling me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, that's what it feels like. It's a Netflix punch to the balls.
Well, maybe we can...
Well, I mean, I don't mind the commercial, but I would like you to be able to watch something if I want to watch something.
And I don't think it's a commercial. I just think it's like a quick ad. Like, whereas on Hulu, they have actual commercials. I believe the basic one just has just one ad in the beginning. I think we could just go down to that one because the kids don't really watch it all that much and we're never watching it really. You never watch Netflix.
That's not true. We got a couple of Netflix shows.
Yeah, but we watch them together, whereas I will watch Netflix on my own. I rewatch Gilmore Girls and Supernatural and all these things that aired 20 years ago.
So I'd prefer us to go down to the $8.99 plan, take that money, get to Disney.
Well, why don't we do that?
Because I got the Beatle FOMO. I'm the only person I know that hasn't seen that Beatles documentary.
I'm okay with doing this. So why don't we do that?
Well, I'm glad we discuss this on the air.
Well, there you go.
And also, by the way, I know that we suck, okay? I get that. I know that. But we are free. And I know you got to sit through a commercial or two. But listen, you get music, you get funny discussions. You can call in and participate beyond the show yourself.
True.
And all of this is free.
You're welcome.
I mean, you're welcome. That's right. I'm doing a public service here. And a related story, by the way, Bruce Springsteen, Jay-Z, Paul Simon, the three highest paid musicians, all making in the realm of $500 million.
Really?
So I wish Bruce would help us out a little bit with the Netflix bill.
A little bit.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Are you ready? It's time for hashtag mom.
Confession.
It's right about this time, around 7:20, 9:20, every weekday morning. We search our socials for the hashtag mom, M-O-M, mom.
Confession.
And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for moms that have something to share, just like this.
At It's Gonna Be G07 said, my 7-year-old calls Pepto-Bismol Pepmo-Dismol, so that's what I'm going to now refer it to.
Yeah.
Pepmo-Dismol.
I wonder what they call Preparation H.
Ew.
Ass cream.
Well, that's what it is. At Julie Korn said, my 4-year-old is realizing that I gave her vitamin this morning. Her dad also gave her vitamin this morning. Now she's pacing around the house worried that she's going to OD on vitamins. Hashtag the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
You're a Flintstone kid forever strong and growing.
Alexis Neal said, when my son was born, I knew I would love him forever with a slight break between ages 5 and 21.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm not sure you're going to like him very much in his 20s. I might wait till 35, 40. That's when you start getting your finances in order.
There you go.
You become a little more grounded.
Uh-huh.
You're not drinking as much.
It's true.
You know, you're not going to loud concerts.
Yeah.
You're probably a much better person. So, after age 5, you wait 30 years and give him a ring.
Like him again?
And then you might have something in common once again. I can go for some Pepto-Bismol right now.
Says no one.
I like the flavor of Pepto-Bismol.
You do?
As a matter of fact, I don't like the brand Pepto-Bismol as much as I like the off-brand that you get like at Walmart.
Oh, it's like chunky.
Sometimes I find that the brand name one is a little thicker, whereas it's a little more watery when you buy the off-brand.
Because they probably water it down. That's why it's
And you add a little vodka in there. It's really not bad.
I can't with you.
It's like a Pepto Colada.
You don't really put vodka in your Pepto, do you?
No. I mean, when you need a drink and your belly is not feeling good, what are you going to do?
Okay. Here's your confession for the day.
Not a confession.
Okay.
Just a tip.
All right.
Just a tip.
Just the tip.
Hashtag, no, I said just a tip. Hashtag mom. God, Pasha. Probably be good if you put it in the blender, do a little mixed drink.
Oh, gross.
probably be okay, too. Oh. I'll have the pay. Listen, if you didn't know what it was, you would like it and you know it.
My stomach hurts thinking about
that. Yeah, because you're thinking about it. But if you didn't know what it was and I just poured you a nice slushy pink cocktail, you'd think it was a margarita. You'd have no idea. You'd have no idea.
What would make it pink? I would know. There would be something weird in there.
Grenadine.
Uh-huh.
Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince. This is weird. It was this day back in 1996. A little this day in history for you.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Marie Presley, Elvis's daughter, filed for divorce from Michael Jackson. They were married for just under 2 years. You remember that whole thing?
Yeah, that was weird. But you're not even old enough to know that, are you?
I mean, I've seen documentaries.
Yeah.
You watching Michael Jackson documentaries? That's a little troubling. That's more than a little troubling,
yeah.
Actually.
Hello, little Michael.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember that whole thing where he held the baby over the balcony and
yeah,
all of that?
Yeah, that was crazy. That was really crazy.
Wacko Jacko on his backo. I remember all that
blanket.
Stuff. Now I feel kind of bad about making all those jokes back in the day after you found out what happened. But
I'm absolutely. But, you know, no matter what he did or who he was a fantastic artist and
now, musician. Now, you've been in, what, 27 weddings? What's this? You're like a Katherine Heigl movie. How many weddings have you been in?
22.
You've been in 22 weddings.
Yeah.
And were you the maid of honor in each of those? How many were you the maid of honor?
I've been maid of honor 7 times.
Okay.
Didn't they make a movie about that?
Yeah, it's called 27 Dresses. Oh,
that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
You're 22. Now, every time you were maid of honor, each of those 7 times, the marriage is broken up. Is that not true?
Every single one of them.
Okay, did you
bad
know?
Luck or show?
I know, I am bad luck, absolutely.
Well, that sounds like a movie in and of itself.
Yeah.
Bad luck, like Bad Luck Chuck, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know when you're standing up there, in the back of your mind, you're like, this is not going to happen. Because I think people probably saw Lisa Marie and Michael Jackson and went, what are you doing? And there's a lot of these when you think about it over the, like Pam Anderson and Tommy Lee is one that comes to mind, or Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears. You know it's not going to go anywhere. Like, how do we
well,
all
that's
see
like
it?
The Machine Gun Kelly and
Megan Fox. They, people are talking about that this
no
week.
No way that's ever going to last more than.
Apparently, by the way, this is, I don't mean to get in this whole discussion, but they did what Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob did. They drank each other's blood.
It's so gross.
And now they're going to have a little vial of it. It's supposed to be.
I don't know why.
God, that's creepy.
That's some so sort of weird. Hollywood thing where they drink blood?
I don't know.
What is the deal?
Maybe it's some sort of religion thing. I don't know what
religion,
but I
don't
know.
I don't want to make fun of anybody's religion, but that's to me, that's a little bit spooky.
It's crazy. I have definitely been a part of weddings where I
How many? How many of them? You did 22. 7, you're the maid of honor.
Uh-huh.
One of the most important people at the ceremony.
Quite a few of them.
I want a specific number. How many of these would you say when you were standing there holding your bouquet next to the bride, you went, "This is, I don't know why we're doing this because it ain't happening."
Off the top of my head, I can say 5.
5?
5. Yeah.
And isn't it the strangest feeling, like I'm saying, where like everybody can see that this is a disaster except for the people that are in love?
I've been in supposedly. A couple weddings where they were getting married because of circumstances. And I feel like when you go into something like that, there's already something over your head. You know what I mean?
I don't know, though.
Like
sometimes people make that. I think it's the same as any relationship.
Yeah, I think a relationship takes work and it takes a lot to get through it. So when you're getting married, because, you know, there's a baby or there's a death or there's a this or there's a that.
There's a death. What is that about?
Well, I had a friend who kind of rushed into marriage with her fiancé because her father was passing away and wanted to have her father at the wedding.
Oh, okay.
And
well, that makes sense. I thought you meant they were like a Bonnie and Clyde situation.
No. So
after her crime spree, let's tie the knot.
So they were not engaged when they found out that her dad was really sick. And then they ended up just, you know, she was like, I really want my dad to walk me down the aisle. And so she was only with this guy for maybe a year, maybe, and had known him the entire relationship a year, and that it was ended right after her father passed away too. So she got to have the moment with dad, and so, but the marriage was more so for dad than for her. And so going into it, and I was in that wedding, I was maid of honor of that wedding, so I knew going into it, I'm like, there's no way.
So how do you feel when you're part of this, where like, you know, this is a waste of your time, but you got to take it seriously and go through all the, and most people take weddings very seriously, you know?
I mean, fortunately, I really like weddings and I like being in them, obviously. So I don't really mind. other than the cost of everything.
So for you, it's like a birthday party where it's like, we'll do this.
I think they're fun.
Next year, same date, same place. We'll do this all over again.
I really do like weddings. I like going to weddings. I like being in weddings. I think it's fun. I especially like being a part of a day when I know that somebody is in love and that this is like a big deal. And it is, I think it's a big deal to ask someone to be in your wedding. So I think that that's really neat. But you're right. It's weird to stand up there and be, you know, a part of something that you don't believe in at all. But what are you supposed to do? You can't.
I'm just going to have to hold my tongue. We go to Vinny's wedding.
Yeah.
I know it's coming. I'm just going to be sitting there going, I don't know how she's going to put up with this fool. I don't know.
Right.
All right. Let's take a look-see here. We got a jam-packed CBB. I'm told we have up to four or five items to mention, so we might as well get right to it. Thanks for sending these into us. I know, over three, and I start to get a little taxed.
That's a lot.
Four or five seems like a lot. Seems like a lot of heavy lifting.
It does.
I might need to bring in a contractor to help me out with the project.
Oh, boy.
A little shiplap.
Can't go wrong with shiplap.
I hate shiplap.
Why? Who says that?
I don't like that country rustic style. I think we mentioned this recently.
Well, lucky for you, that's phasing out now.
And I'll tell you, the other thing is Joanna there on that show always wants to put little pieces of wood with poems painted on them. You know?
You hate words.
Home
on
is
the wall.
Where the heart is.
You hate that.
Be that as it may, we don't need something on the wall that says that. Show it to me.
Need a reminder.
Actions speak louder than words, and you learned that in school, Joanna.
Shiplap.
Not a fan. All right, let's get to it. Thank you for sending these into us either at 1071theboss.com. You can always check the events page or emailing us directly on the Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning page. Wintercraft and Collectible Show is happening at the Cape May Convention Hall, where the drive down the shore February 19th and 20th to shop for unique handmade gifts, seasonal decorations at one of the most popular shows in the entire region.
Wow.
Every single year, vendor booths are still available. Wintercrafts and Collectible Show on Facebook for all the details on that. The Meadowland Racetrack is hosting a special Valentine's Day weekend buffet. Tickets include a glass of champagne, a rose for the ladies. Certainly, the Giants will not be playing. Meadowlands, playmeadowlands.com for tickets there. I just got a little NFL joke in there.
Look at you.
By the way, you and the kids, I don't do water parks. You did that big water park at the new mall over there.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty impressive, right?
It was amazing.
How tall is that tallest slide?
I don't even know. It's ridiculous. It's in the ceiling. I wouldn't go. And Lola, our 11-year-old, said that her legs and feet hurt from climbing up all the stairs.
I said, how long did it take to come down? It's like 5 minutes? She goes, it's like 20 seconds.
It's very quick.
I was like, well, you gave me this big buildup. You said that she's climbing up the stairs. It's the tallest.
Well,
she said she can see the whole skyline out the window because she's so high up. And I said, well, how long did it take to get down the slide? Just a couple seconds.
Well,
I'm like, oh, okay.
That's the fun of it.
I have no concept of water slides because I've never been on a water slide. So.
It would be very boring if it took 5 minutes to go down a water slide.
I think it'd be exciting. I mean, you spend all that money to get in a water park. All right. What you don't want is your pants to, you know, wedgie up. Your bathing suit to wedgie up.
Yeah.
So the slower the better, okay?
I guess.
Easy as she goes.
This is why you don't go to the
park. This is why I don't go there. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. The NJ Education Association Coats for Kids drive-through is happening this Sunday. 1071 The Boss is going to be at Freehold Middle School, 10 to 11. Donate a new winter coat for kids kindergarten through 12th grade and be entered to win a $100 Jack Baker gift certificate to their group of restaurants. NJEA.org for all the info. And attention teachers throughout Monmouth, Ocean, Middlesex counties, it's the Spelling Bee season. 1071 The Boss, proud to present our regional Spelling Bee. First round of the regional Spelling Bee takes place in an online written test March 18th through the 22nd. School champions take the 30-minute test with a teacher. Second round is a Zoom spell-off, and the Spelling Bee is presented by Ashley Home Store and New Jersey Natural Gas. So if your school would like to participate, just go and click the Spelling Bee logo to get in on this. That is up now, already registering for March, 1071theboss.com. Couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning. It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince. There's something going on BuzzFeed today. You're going to like this, Vin. I'm not going to say what it's called because it's kind of an offensive word. I think some people might be offended by this word. But
oh, because we've never done that before, offended somebody.
All right, I can't say it. All right, maybe it's not offensive, it just makes me uncomfortable.
Okay.
I have a line, and this is the line I just don't want to say.
Oh, wow.
I feel
there's
something
icky on BuzzFeed that
I feel icky about this.
All
it's
right.
It's a word people use for the male parts, okay?
Penis?
No, it's an abbreviation for that.
Peener?
Oh, just stop.
Peni?
Peen?
Yeah, that's what it is. And I don't feel comfortable with that word. Just like I know there's some women say they don't like vajayjay. Remember Oprah said that a few years ago?
Either. You said that.
Yeah, I said it. But Oprah is the one that's the first time I ever heard it. She said it to somebody in one of her interviews.
Okay.
I've heard women say that they feel uncomfortable with it being called that.
Yeah, it's like a cringy word.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So BuzzFeed has something trending this morning where people are guessing, looking at the still.
What?
Whether or not this actor actually showed their junk. Or if it was fake.
Oh,
if it was
really?
If it was either a prosthetic.
Like in a movie or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or a stand-in or whatever. And, you know, this is like a whole thing. I would be so. Here you go. I know we were talking about doing a podcast. This is what we should do. We should interview people that are stand-ins for celebrities when they need to do a butt scene or something like that. Like, remember we were talking about that Don't Look Up show where Meryl Streep was told. She's 100% full and back naked. It was crazy, right?
Yeah, no body double for her.
No, and there was no body double, and apparently there was big discussion because Leo is in the movie too, and he's a pretty, you know, he's Leo, he's powerful, and he didn't think she should do it. But
sure.
You want to hear some of? You want to take a guess at some of these?
Yeah.
In Watchmen, Yahya Abdul-Mateen II. I don't know the character because I didn't see Watchmen. Is that real or is that fake? Actual body part, not actual body part.
I did see this. I'm gonna go fake.
Can you picture this, Vince?
try not to. But you know what? I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. It's real.
It is real.
Is it really?
Yeah, that's real.
Okay.
Natural.
All right.
Now,
this
is a very famous one. I have seen Boogie Nights, Marky Mark, Wahlberg. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Real or fake? It's the last scene in the movie.
I do. I only know that. I do know this because I've read about it, but I've never seen the movie. That's fake. He wouldn't do the scene.
Yeah, it is fake.
Yeah, that's fake.
So that was part of the deal when he took the job because he didn't want to.
He wouldn't be fully frontal nude. But the back is real. So when you see his behind, that is him.
You were something
the
of.
The cheeks are there.
Yes.
You were something of a Marky Mark super fan.
No.
I mean, when he was opening up Wahlburger locations, you would drive around to try to get a selfie with him. And you have a couple.
I have a couple.
And an autograph.
I do. Yeah.
A little sketchy.
Whatever.
I mean,
I like him.
To drive from location to location just to try and have your moment is a little.
I did it for the station, okay? I did it for work.
How about American Reunion? That's the third American Pie movie, Jason Biggs. You might remember the scene in the kitchen. Real or fake?
I'm going to guess fake.
I'll go real again.
It is real.
Really?
He's another one that actually did it.
Doesn't he like, isn't it like pushed up against a window or something?
Correct.
Awkward.
I just can't imagine doing that because when you think
in front of a whole cast of people and like these are people, especially in that movie. He's known now for a lot. Like, these are his friends.
So he's in front of all these people he knows, and there's probably, what, 30, 40 people when you're on a movie set, so that's embarrassing. And then you go to see this movie, and they pay you all this money, and there's the big red carpet premiere, and there it is up on the big screen to see.
Yeah.
I must be so
bold.
So weird, right?
You know how they always say, like, in showbiz and whatnot, if you're scared on the stage, picture everyone naked?
Yeah.
That's not true. You have to be naked.
You have to be naked.
That's how you get comfortable, huh?
How about, we were talking about Leo, how about Jonah Hill and The Wolf of Wall Street, real or fake?
Oh, that scene is so gross. I don't know. With him, I feel like he would do it. He just seems like somebody who would do something like that.
I actually think that might be fake because I do know at one point he was not fantastic about his body. Now he hates when people talk about his
true.
Body.
That's true.
But
yeah, that was fake.
It was fake. Okay. But he's a funny guy where I feel like he might find that. But that scene was really gross. So
how about Daniel Radcliffe, Harry Potter? He did a movie called Guns Akimbo.
What?
Akimbo?
I hope.
Guns Akimbo? No, I know he was actually.
I know he did a fully nude Broadway show.
That's what I was going to say. So he's done it. That's even worse than making a movie because there you're, you know, people can heckle you in real time. Real or
Honey,
fake?
We shouldn't have brought the kids.
I'm going to guess. I guess I'm going to say. I didn't know he did it for a film, but I guess I'm going to say real since he did it on the stage. No,
that is not really his magic wand.
Okay.
Whoa.
I like that. Sorry.
Let's give you one more here. A friend, you love Tom Hardy. I was going to say a friend of yours. You reference him all the time. He played Bane in the Dark Knight movie.
I am Gotham's Reckoning.
I didn't tell you to do it.
Well, I did it.
He has done it in several movies. Is it real or fake in Taboo, Stuart, Bronson, Sergeant Slaughter, My Big Brother? Is it real or fake? Tom Hardy in all of those movies.
Well, I'm going to guess if he's been in multiple
I feel like at one point or another, you got to get comfortable with it. So.
Yeah, I didn't realize that there were so many movies with male frontal nudity. Like, I didn't. Why? I've only seen, I think, the
Me
funny
neither.
Ones. Yeah. Like, I had no idea.
Well, both of you have something to do together, I guess. And yes, that was really Tom Hardy.
Okay.
Nice.
The Bane voice, not his real voice. What? It's Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince. Every once in a while, we get enough stories trending. We decide to collate them, put them all in the Robbie and Rochelle food file. Excellent. It's food file. I love that button. It makes me sound like a pilot or a drive-through voice or something. It's so much fun. So we get enough stories about food and beverage. We bring them all here to the food file. Lay's has secretly been growing potatoes in dirt taken from NFL stadiums. I am not making this up. And they've made a limited edition line of chips with them, but you have to win a bag.
Wow.
So let's just noodle this one more time. Growing potatoes from dirt from NFL stadiums with special limited edition NFL stadium dirt.
I thought most
used to grow potatoes.
Vinny, maybe you can answer this because you're the sports guy. I thought most NFL teams play on turf.
Nice. I'm proud of you.
I feel like this is false, Lace.
I think I read some of that where they said if there's a stadium that uses turf or something like that, or is obviously inside and doesn't have real grass. They've grown it somewhere at the facility, so it's still there, but it's just not obviously in the ground.
So the whole point of a player having played on the dirt where you're eating your chips is kind of null and void then.
Kind of, but there are a few places that have natural grass.
Let's not roll our grass, okay? Let's not talk about that.
Hey!
What a ridiculous idea.
Yeah, it is.
I think I'd prefer it to be from dirt outside as opposed to in the stadium because everybody's, running around on the dirt. You don't want, the bottom of people's shoes.
Also, I just don't really see the appeal here because it's a potato chip that is fried and cooked and then put in, does it taste different? I don't get it. I don't know. This is just a marketing ploy.
Tastes
clearly.
Like football.
Yeah. All right, a new poll from Woodbridge Wines has found men's favorite food to pair with wine is, wait for it, mac and cheese. For women, it's chicken wings.
No.
With wine?
Stay classy, America.
Really?
That's true. Okay. The average price paid for a Woodbridge wine, by the way, $9.
All right. Keeping it classy with your mac and cheese and chicken wings.
Yeah.
I thought Rochelle always said the best side with the wine is another glass.
Exactly.
Look at that.
Yes.
Aren't you two cute together? Fruity Pebbles has released a Fruity Pebbles flavored pancake mix.
Ooh.
And an accompanying syrup you can now buy. They also have a special Valentine's Day version of Fruit Loops. I guess it's, General Mills?
Mm-hmm.
This is called Fruit Loops Sweethearts. Also, Lucky Charms mixed with Cinnamon Toast Crunch in one box.
What? Look at that.
So what do you think? You got a lot of cereal options.
I love all of them. I love cereal. That's great. I'll have some Fruity Pebble pancakes on the side of my
Your Valentine's Day chocolates were just not enough sugar. Not enough diabetes going on.
I had to cut down on one bowl of cereal a day now because I found I was lactose intolerant.
Really?
It certainly smells like it, I'll tell you that.
Gross.
Yeah.
This is wild. Campbell's Soup has released two limited edition scented candles. They'll be available at Yankee Candle locations. Tomato soup and grilled cheese, chicken noodle soup.
That's disgusting.
They sell for $24 each. A spokesperson for Campbell says that their famous tomato soup and chicken noodle soup are smells you'll remember from good times at home.
Your house smells like soup.
Nothing says a hot date like bringing a lady over and
smells like canned soup.
Campbell's soup.
So gross.
Can you help me? Because this can opener doesn't work, okay? In related news, there's an official Twinkie-flavored coffee creamer. Hostess has partnered with International Delight to release this. So you put a little Twinkie in your coffee. That actually doesn't sound too bad, does it?
Yeah. Twinkies kind of just taste like whipped cream anyway. So I think that would be fine.
The whipped cream and preservatives.
Yeah.
You ever dunked the Twinkie into your coffee?
No, but that sounds amazing.
I can't remember the last time I had one, but I do remember doing this a while back. You dip it in, and then it kind of melts a little bit, and then...
Oh,
it's so good.
That sounds so much better than the creamer.
I'm sorry, we're going to have to pause the show here, and we'll just let the music play, and we're going to run out and get ourselves some Twinkies from the 7-Eleven, okay? This is a food file. Well, hey, according to a new study, you want to live longer, researchers say, more olive oil in your diet. Study found that people who get more than half a tablespoon of olive oil a day tend to be less likely to die of multiple causes.
Interesting. Well, I think we're good. We buy olive oil by the gallon.
Slick your hair back with it. Rub it on like
put
suntan
some olive
lotion.
Oil on it.
Put a little olive oil on it. Why you disrespect the olive oil like this? You have no mafia joke for me, Vin?
I was going to say at Robbie's old church when he was a kid, instead of, you know, wine for communion.
Uh-huh.
They drink
they're
the
a bunch
oil.
Of Italians. They're taking
olive
shots of olive oil.
You know, that's really offensive.
You know.
It really is.
You know what, though?
But he's allowed to make fun of me like that.
To be fair to Vinny, we have done shots of olive oil.
What?
And balsamic. So.
Man, there are whole stores.
There's stores.
Olive oil stores.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But not at church. Although, probably would be nice to the host. I mean, I know that's sacrilege. I do.
Yeah.
But it probably would not taste bad.
Yeah. And soften it up a little
and
bit.
And you have to admit, if there's a father listening right now, he is not going to be able to look me in the eye and tell me that olive oil wouldn't make it taste better. I'm not saying they should do that.
Yeah.
But it certainly would taste, give it a little more flavor. Okay?
Also, I hope there's no fathers listening to our show.
Yeah, probably
not. Because
we're
going straight to hell.
I'm really sorry.
See you there.
All right. And last year, have you seen the egg peel challenge on TikTok? This is where you peel an egg that's still raw.
What?
It's possible, but very difficult to do. Doctors and dentists do it in school to practice their skills, believe it or not. This is something they, you know, in medical school.
Really?
Yeah. But you have to pierce the membrane inside the shell. Most popular tool to use, on according to these TikTok videos anyway, are tweezers and cuticle pushers. You know, like women use to put their fake eyelashes on and such.
Or a little X-Acto knife.
There
you go.
Yeah.
Vinny, I feel like we should try this. This might be a fun new challenge. We could do it outside. It'll freeze if it busts.
Hey, yeah.
Let's not give him an X-Acto knife or a cuticle pusher or anything, please.
That's messed up.
That's
for the love
cool.
of God.
Food file, excellent. It's food file.
Thank you for keeping in touch with us on the socials. Our podcast, wherever you get yours, just search Robbie and Rochelle. See what pops up right there. Remember a couple of things trending this morning. We thought you needed to know to stay in the know. We call it Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories, or at least stories that made us laugh a little bit that we wanted you to know about. I got something that has nothing to do with anything, but you know how much it cost me to Uber here from home?
$30.
Yeah. Did you look it up?
Yep.
Man, that hurt. It's like 10 miles.
Well, that's what they charge you.
And he had a different route than we've ever gone before.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I wonder if he took a longer one to charge you more.
I don't know if it was a
more
longer
miles?
Route, but I got to tell you, there was a sign at one of the places for soft serve ice cream. And I know it's January, but that's all I'm thinking about right now.
Soft serve ice cream?
Yeah.
When you have a hankering for ice cream.
Craving it. I think it was like October last time I had it.
Yeah. So. Well, you know, that's usually when you don't usually eat ice cream in the middle of
between
winter.
The Uber and the Netflix, all right?
I'm broke.
Number one, speaking of husband and wife issues, there's a guy making fun of his wife for slipping and falling on the porch steps. Well, then he walks outside after doing all his mansplaining, and I'm going to let you figure out what happened to him.
Ooh, and that's going to be on the camera.
Yep, it's going to be on the camera.
I love that.
What a shocker. This happened in Alabama, by the way. All right, number two, there's a guy from Virginia, believe it or not. He was arrested for DUI. A witness reported seeing him driving a Lamborghini, swerving, driving onto the shoulder, hitting a guardrail.
Oh, gosh.
He was pulled over and then failed his DUI. Now, this would be an unfortunate story. What makes it an extraordinary story trending around the world is that this guy's name happens to be Elton John. He legally changed it a few years ago. Apparently, some people now have done social media scrubs, and he just happens to be a huge Elton John fan, so he changed his name to Elton John.
Can you do that? Can you just change your name to whatever you want, even if it's like a...
I think there's a process, but you can change it to whatever you want. Yeah.
So, like, if I wanted to be Whitney Houston, I could be Whitney Houston.
Yeah, it doesn't make you Whitney Houston, but
no,
you could have the name
Whitney
Houston.
No, I understand
that, but
Houston. I could file to be Whitney Houston if I wanted to do that.
I think she's confused about her gender.
It's like the guy from the movie Office Space, whose name was Michael Bolton before there was a Michael Bolton.
Yeah, but that was actually his name. I'm
yeah,
saying,
that's what
like,
I mean.
I
Your name could actually be Whitney Houston.
I could go and register and be like, I'm Dua Lipa, and then when I show up at a restaurant and I'm not Dua Lipa, they're really upset.
Why can't there be more than one? I mean, Dua Lipa's a weird name, but why can't there be more than one?
Whitney Houston.
Yeah. Actually, right now, you would be the only Whitney Houston, wouldn't you?
Oh, it's still too soon.
As far as I know.
No talent ass clown.
No.
There he goes. Very good, Ben. I like that. I like that. This
Elton
guy must be
John.
Doing okay for himself because he was driving
a Lambo.
Doesn't say it was a stolen Lamborghini, so he's got something going
for
him. He
could be renting it from that luxury rental place. pretending to be Elton John.
Well, let's add him to the list of people that I want to produce a reality show for.
Okay.
His name is Elton John, but he's not Elton John. He drives a Lamborghini that he rented. Want to know more about this guy? Well, speaking of old songs, somebody took the Village People YMCA, you know that song?
Yes.
And they put it in minor key. They pitched it.
Okay.
And it sounds a little creepy. I think it just makes it more dramatic. I don't know if it's...
It kind of reminds me of, like, if the middle school band was going to perform something. And it sounds right, but it's a little off, you know? That's what it reminds me of.
The kids showed me that on TikTok, and I was like, what's the big deal?
Yeah. I mean, you can hear it, but it definitely sounds like there's something, you know, like there's one kid in the band that doesn't know the right notes, so yeah. It's a little off.
I really enjoy when the kids get to a video that they like on TikTok, and they think they've discovered this song for the first time.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's YMCA.
The kids at that...
Like, you don't know this song.
Yeah.
Like, of course I know that song.
They did that the other day with the Beach Boys. They said, are you listening to the Beach Boys? And Lola, our 11-year-old, was like, I don't think so. I'm like, no, you are. You're listening to
and
the Beach Boys.
And then they argue with you. Yeah. Got my own kid telling me I'm fake news.
I mean, it's all fake news.
I got Wolf Blitzer for that. Number four, there's a sportscaster, who's been working for many years. He is blind. And provides commentary during the NCAA college basketball game before Eastern Illinois, Southern Illinois. His name is Bryce Wheeler.
I was born 4 months premature with an eye condition called retinopathy of prematurity. I study facts on both teams and try to listen to each team's previous game before the current game I am commentating.
Now, that's amazing.
That is amazing.
Vin, you know how hard that is to call a game, right? You know what I like about this is, you know, there's always those guys in the bleachers that go, what are you, blind? And the guy's like, yeah.
Yeah,
how does
that
make you feel, obnoxious guy in the stands? Why don't you shut up and let the sportscasters handle calling the game? Sorry.
That's amazing,
Well,
though.
You should be, yeah. Good for him. At number five, well, speaking of sports, this should make you proud to be an American, Kim Kardashian Skims, which apparently are big sellers.
Yeah, you cannot find them at all.
They're kind of like Spanx, right? They're like a leotard. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what they are.
She's outfitting the female members of Team USA at the upcoming Beijing Olympics.
Oh, okay.
By the way, Kim being Kim, after the Olympics happen, the collection will be re-release for purchase. So,
okay. Well, good for her.
Dressed like members of Team USA.
I bet they'll be even harder to find now because they've been out of stock forever. Not that I've looked or anything, but mama needs her Spanx.
If you're somebody that needs Spanx, I don't know that you should be dressing like an Olympian, okay? I got to be honest with you.
Rude. Rude.
Listen, and I'm one of those people, okay? I know there's, well, who am I fooling dressing up like an Olympian, okay?
I'm not saying I want to dress like an Olympian, but you know, when they're jumping around and stuff, they don't want to jiggle either, so we all need a little
Robbie,
skins.
Are you wearing man Spanx? I'm dressed like Apollo Ono, thank you very much. Like, no, you're not. No, you're not. But that's okay. World famous celebrity birthday file. Jason Segel from The Muppets and from How I Met Your Mother. Mm-hmm. Jesse L. Martin, he was in Rent.
Yes.
And Law and Order.
Yes.
Go ahead, play the Law and Order thing. I think the company gets fined every time we do that.
I don't think you're supposed to do that.
Well, we do it anyway. He's 53 today. Kevin Costner, he's in that Yellowstone show everybody's talking about.
Don't take your boots off, cowboy. You're going to need the traction.
Today is National Winnie the Pooh Day.
Aww.
And National Thesaurus Day.
Is there another word for that?
Yeah, that's the wonderful thing about Tiggers, I believe.
My fluffy bunny ears.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
Well, what could go wrong here? We're talking about reality shows. When you think about it, this is a reality show.
Yeah.
Because I think people might imagine that we just try to be funny and make you laugh, and I suppose we do. But 99.9% of what we talk about here is just weird stuff that happens to us.
Mm-hmm. We're just airing out most of our dirty laundry.
Yeah.
Not all of it. Because if you knew, I mean, if we had a reality show, you and I, let's be honest, it would be.
I mean, it would be exactly what we talk about here. We talk about how we went out to a restaurant and we weren't happy how we got treated.
Yeah.
Or we went out and we loved it and made friends with the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I had remember the two-finger handshake at a restaurant?
Oh, yeah.
So just something as simple as that. I mean, we're basically the Kardashians.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, without
I'm Chloe.
Like, I think I'm Rob.
Yeah. I think you're Bruce.
Yeah, that's fair.
You're pre-Bruce.
There you go. Okay.
You're the lovable glue that keeps it all together.
Can I be the grandma? I like her. She's the best.
Is there a grandma on the Kardashians?
Yeah.
No, there's not.
Yes, there
is. I watched the show for a season or two. There's no grandma.
Yes, there is.
You're not calling Chris the grandma, are you?
No, Chris's mom is on the show.
Can I tell you something?
She's fantastic.
Nobody cares what we think about this, okay?
Well.
So we're talking reality shows today. If your life was a reality show, what would it be about?
Ours, I guess, would be about radio, right?
Well, yeah, it'd be following us around the adventures of radio DJs,
and,
I suppose.
And traveling and kids and
although
family.
I've always wanted to produce reality shows, and I keep finding people that we talk about here, people that go viral.
Yes.
Like there's a guy from New Zealand that's got a funny accent that, that harvests potatoes. That should be a reality show. You know what I'm
just
saying?
Just about potatoes?
Well, not about potatoes, but about this guy that runs a potato farm in New Zealand, and he's a funny
guy.
But
how interesting is that? Because he's just a potato farmer.
He's a quirky guy.
Okay.
Hey, how are you? Ah, look at this one here. Well, shuffling crocodile teeth, it's a potato.
See, you're missing the point of that, because what he does with his potatoes is make vodka. So now you've got the funny guy who makes vodka.
Yeah.
That's what the show's about.
Yeah.
And he's also testing all the vodka.
So that would be a reality show idea. But if you're a reality show and you were the star of it, what would the focus of the reality show be about? What would it be like?
Okay.
If they're a reality show involving your life.
I think mine would be about making complaint calls like every day to every company ever, because I'm always having issues.
That sounds more like a podcast.
Ah.
You know, it goes on for 40 minutes and two people hear it. Sounds like a podcast.
That's fair. That's fair.
So there you go. That's today's He Said.
He Said.
Your answer's coming up. Well, much like a reality show, this is already taking a downward spiral. So we're talking reality shows today. If your life or you or your day-to-day or your life in general were a reality show, what would it be about?
Megan said, my terrible decisions that always turn out okay in the end because of my amazing luck.
Well, that's just obnoxious, isn't it? I like those people called them with the motivational quotes the other day.
Well,
just keep it to yourself, all right?
She's very lucky.
All right.
Nicole said, working as a flight attendant, I have some stories that would make for an amazing reality
show. Now, see, there's an example of something I'm surprised hasn't already been a reality show.
That would be so fun to
Notice most of the TV shows are about police, fire, lawyers, doctors.
Sure.
You would think flight attendant slash pilot would also be one of those things we'd see all the time. There's not scripted or reality shows about that, but that is a very unique job.
Or maybe it's glamorized and it's actually just kind of not as fun as you'd think it would be.
Fine, but I would still think that, you know, you're in a fuselage 35,000 feet with a group of strangers. You would think that there would be a reality
show. There's got to be a lot of drama involved.
I wonder if there's legal issues. You'd have to get everybody to sign a thing to
But there's got to be with doctors, too. I mean, you figure there's legal issues there.
I mean, they got people coming in getting pimple popped. You'd think...
That's what I'm saying.
You'd think they'd be able to figure out how to do an airplane show.
Well, that is a good idea for a reality show, is one about pilots and flight attendants.
Excuse me, I got the potbelly pig.
Yep.
I got the New Zealand guy with the potatoes. I got the people that know each other because they dialed the wrong number, right? I think there's who are the other people. Now I got the airline pilots.
I got the airline pilots. Okay.
I'm trying to keep my media empire in check.
Absolutely. Brent said, for a while now, I've wanted to make a show where me and some of my friends and maybe even a guest star get high and then genuinely try to review different restaurants. It'd be part food show, part comedy.
I think there is one with Seth Rogen and Dave Franco or James Franco.
Oh, does he do that?
Something pretty
similar.
He
reviews restaurants while he's high?
Oh, they talk about stuff that they're, they eat and...
You just get to hear him laugh?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes. Do we have the actual tape of Seth Rogen? See, not bad,
it's
right?
Pretty good.
Almost sounds like Elmer Fudd.
It's so good.
How about the guabbits? All right, let's go to line two.
Oh, my goodness. I would have to say drama. Be about drama.
So you're the Kardashians.
You well?
It's worse.
You think Kanye's bad? You got no idea what goes on at her house.
It's terrible. It's awful. It's always something. Always something.
And thank you for listening. Thank you for calling to line three.
Well, I'm not... Personally, I'm not. I don't know if anyone would watch it because I'm not too dramatic. But I guess it would just be about going around my house fixing stuff. Cause that's mostly what I do.
Okay, you'd be like an HGTV reality show. I get that.
Yeah, like a handyman kind of thing.
There you go.
Yeah, like a real life Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. So your life's a reality show. What's it about? That's your He Said.
She Said.
We'll get a couple more answers coming right up.
It's He Said, She Said. with Robbie and Rochelle.
Talking reality shows today, if your life were a reality show, whatever it is you do was part of a reality show, what would that show be about? We've had some weird answers today, I would say. This has been a little off kilter.
Henry said the show would be called Dreary Days, and it would be a show about a young man just trying to make it in this crazy world.
It's like a male Mary Tyler Moore.
Dreary days.
You're going to make it after all.
Gary said it would be a lot like Seinfeld, but only in, instead of me performing stand-up comedy, I would just watch stand-up comedy. All right.
Again, I feel like that's a podcast.
Yeah, probably.
There's a real difference here between reality show and podcast. Mm-hmm. You remember when Paris Hilton did that thing with Nicole Richie? They went out
Which
to the
one?
Farm.
Yes.
The Simple Life.
Yes.
So there you go. You take Paris Hilton, multimillionaire glamour model, and you put her on a farm. Mm-hmm. Now you have a reality show.
It did excellent, too. I think they had like half a season.
Okay.
It was great. Jeanette said, I'm a chef and work crazy hours, but I do think it would be interesting for someone who's never worked in the restaurant business to see the craziness behind the restaurateurs.
Yeah. Well,
that's
there's another good one. There's the Gordon Ramsay deal. I mean, that's a reality
but
show.
That's, I think that's more about him being crazy. It might be interesting having worked at a restaurant.
Or the restaurant rescue. You had a friend whose dad owned a restaurant. Remember, was on the show and they come in and tell him, listen, you're giving people way too big a portion for way too small a price.
But here's the thing. Anyone who's worked in a restaurant knows that, like, any job, there's, like, a hierarchy. So, like, if you're the busboy, you're the bottom of the chain, the hostess is next, then the servers think they're God, but they're not really. But they'll treat you like they are if you're not a server. I'm telling you, there's, like, this whole thing. Anybody who's worked in a restaurant can tell you this.
I would watch that show. And then, of course, people date each other, right?
And they do crazy stuff in the back. They just do. Let me tell you.
Well, I would definitely watch that show.
See?
We got another line hanging on. Hi there.
A failed comedian? I don't know.
Are you a failed comedian?
No. I'm working at it.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good for you. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. I have to tell you this. I don't know if this would be a reality show. I guess it would. I have always wanted to host a revival of Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. They were talking about it with Nick Cannon a couple years ago. That's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
The OG show, if you remember, had the British guy, Robin Leach.
Uh-huh.
And he'd be wearing a sport
Champagne
jacket.
Champagne wishes and caviar dreams.
With a boutonniere, that's right.
Yes.
Today we take you into the glamorous world of Joan Collins, marble toilet paper. I don't know why she'd have marble toilet paper.
Yeah, that doesn't sound pleasant.
Maseratis and boats. Wouldn't I be great at that? Because then I could act like a multimillionaire without being a multimillionaire.
I feel like you'd come home upset every single day, though, that you don't have like a porcelain. Well, you do have a porcelain toilet, but not one made out of gold. I don't know.
Are you ready for this? It's a toilet made out of porcelain. We're not going to be using that wood anymore. We're not going to have to whittle ourselves a throne.
You're rich in our own mind.
All right. That's enough of that. We'll take some more answers on text and Facebook, but that's it. Your He Said.
She Said.
Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by Deluxe Car Care, LLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.